Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together, taking a deep breath of God's faithfulness. Taking a deep breath of trust. And taking a deep breath of hope. This week we're reading an ancient story from Genesis chapter 12. We're going to read about Abram before he's named Abraham, and we're going to wonder about the ways that God is faithful to God's promises. Praise God for being faithful. Will you join me in saying the Lord's Prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we are working to memorize the words from Isaiah 55. Today, we're adding two verses. Will you say these words with me? Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and the Lord will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Today, I'll be reading from God's Colorful Kingdom Storybook Bible by Esau Macaulay. This reading's a little longer than normal, so try to listen close as we wonder about God's promise to Abram. It's titled, God, Abraham, and the Very Big Promise. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. From Genesis 12:3. Sometimes the Bible can feel like a very big story, and it is. It is the story of a very big God who created everything we see, touch, and feel. At other times, the story of the Bible can feel very small. The whole scene fits inside a bedroom or a closet. In the story of Abram, God's story shrinks all the way down to a talk between God and one person. Small stories can have very big consequences. Consequence is a fancy word for result. This small story had consequences big enough to change the whole world. The story started with Abram's father, Terah. Terah decided that he wanted to make some changes. He left his home of Ur and traveled to a place called Canaan. But Terah never made it to Canaan. Instead, he chose to settle in Haran. Terah then died in the land of Haran, and his son Abram continued to live there. All that changed when Abram had the most unexpected encounter of his life. Abram met God. God told Abram to leave his family and his home. How could Abram explain this change of plans to his wife and his relatives? We are moving because the God who made everything came to me and told me to get going. God told Abram to go to a land that God would show him. And God made a huge, God-sized promise. God promised to make Abram into a great nation. God promised to make Abram's name great. The thing that the people of Babel had tried to do for themselves by building that tower, well, God would do it for Abram as a gift. You see, God promised to bless all people of the world through Abram. God's talk with Abram contained a promise big enough for the whole world. So who does God care about? God cares about everyone in the whole world. Ethiopians and Germans and Mexicans and Algerians and Koreans and Australians and Romanians. All who trust God are proof that God keeps God's promises. There are no nations or people outside of God's love. God did not choose Abram because Abram was special. Abram was special because God chose him. God's promises must have seemed impossible to Abram. His wife Sarai had been unable to have children. The idea of Abram's family becoming a large nation probably seemed as likely to him as waking up with the ability to fly or to turn invisible. The hardest part of any promise is waiting. And God promised a lot to Abram. And his life still remained difficult. It was dangerous. Abram was an old man. He probably feared that he might die too soon to have any children on his own. And one night, God took Abram outside and told him to look up. Sometimes God has to do that with us. He has to take us to a place where we can see what's possible with him. He took Abram out and told him to look up at the stars. Count the stars, Abram. Have you ever tried to count the stars? It can't be done. God said to Abram, the number of stars is how many descendants you will have. Abram believed what God had promised. And Abram's trust pleased God. I wonder if you've ever looked up at the stars wondering about God. What do you wonder about this story? As we finish our time together today, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always.